It's that time on a Tuesday, little kind of foreshadowing there, when heads shake, faces are palmed, questions are asked. We call it What Are You Doing? And as always, Alex will lead off.
And it's brought to you by Fitness Equipment of Eugene. Are you trying to keep your activity level up during the rainy season? Have you been looking for a treadmill or home gym equipment to get out of the fall funk? Fitness Equipment of Eugene has exactly what you need right now. They have 10% off any floor model now through Thanksgiving weekend. So swing by the showroom at the corner of West 7th and Garfield and see how you can equip your fit today. Fitness Equipment of Eugene, now open until 6 on weekdays. Come equip your fit today and let them be your fitness solution to the Buffalo Bills. I ask.
What are you doing?
It's like a theme now. Well, they finally caught wind that we were on to them and gave up on their collusion against Colin Kaepernick by dumping Nathan Peterman, the worst QB in the history of the position of quarterback. He averaged an interception in every 10 pass attempts. That's not a joke. Word is John Gruden is inquiring with his agent about bringing him in. Sharp left.
Whee!
Todd Gurley has 16 touchdowns and 3 2-point conversions this season for a total of 102 points. The Bills have scored 96 points this year. Now, there's two ways of looking at this. One, Todd Gurley is very good, which he is. Or two, the Bills are epically bad. That's where I'm going to lean with this one because they made some moves to put themselves here. The first one, getting rid of Tyrod Taylor, which led to a cavalcade of terrible quarterback play. Josh Allen, another bad move because he's bad. The Peterman saga, Derek Anderson played for like 15 minutes and he got hurt because he's old. And they still have a better record than four NFL teams, including my Niners and Steve's Giants. So what does that tell you about us, as I ask?
What are you doing?
To former human being and Ohio State assistant coach Zach Smith, I asked.
What are you doing?
You know the story, been now fired, almost got Suburban Meyer fired, has a horrible history of behavior towards his wife Courtney, accepted a plea deal, dismissed a criminal trespass charge, entered a guilty plea to misdemeanor charge of disorderly conduct. Courtney was awarded a 3-year protection order. The abuse allegations go back to 2009. So as the story's unfolded, he, in trying to prove he no longer has anger issues and is not a danger because of his temper or sense of entitlement, has been on a Twitter rant, making threats. Sunday went on a profanity-laced tirade that now includes Texas coach and former fellow assistant Tom Herman, outed him for infidelity, dragged Herman's wife into it. There are texts that are rants. Among the many problems, like I said, he's exhibiting textbook abuser traits, the temper, the failure to admit anything is his fault, the finger pointing. What a lowlife, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Golden State Warriors fans, I ask.
What are you doing?
Here's a new level of throwing away money that Warriors fans have found. Not even mad at the team for it, because if they can find people willing to essentially light $100 bills on fire, then by all means do it. The Warriors have begun to offer $100 monthly passes for people to go to their games with no view of the court. Literally, people are paying $100 to be able to go into Oracle Arena and listen to the atmosphere of a Warriors game. No seats, no access to the seating area, just a ticket that allows you to stand there and listen to the sounds of the game. The team said fans will have access to the bars in the arena and can watch there, so these people will go to the trouble of paying the money, dealing with traffic and parking, all for the privilege of paying four times the regular price for a cocktail. A sucker is born every day, and people in the Bay Area still have way too much money for their own good, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I wish I had more money for my own good. I wish people would say, freaking Tannen. He's got more money than he knows what to do with. First, I'd pay you like $100 to just shut up and stop talking like that.
Yeah, first of all, that's impossible for me to have more money than I know what to do with. I can find stuff to do with money.
I'd find time.
Yeah.
To Le'Veon Bell of the Steelers, I guess, I ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, it kind of plays in. I know I'm not exactly J.P. Morgan or Goldman or Sachs or Morgan or Stanley, but I could add. I know $14.5 million is more than none. I also follow the NFL and understand running backs are on a quicker time than most. And speaking of time, it moves regardless of, well, anything. When the Steelers began the year 1-2-1, Bell, thinking he had leverage, was quoted, "I feel I can be the missing piece." That was September 30th. now on November 13th. He blew his deadline today, and this is a guy who was suspended 3 games for violating the substance abuse rule, so another one is half a year. Now with James Conner, Bell is literally not needed, so he's either the most intelligent or arrogant, clueless, idiot athlete ever, because if you're holding out, it's for what? Money. So then you could make $14 million, but you don't want the money. What are you holding out for? And by the way, if you notice, his former teammates have kind of stopped defending him. It's a very curious case now, as we ask.
What are you doing?
And Connor's like the prime person to make Steelers fans forget about him, too. He's like a hard runner, great worker, cancer survivor at Pitt. Like he's
he went to Pitt.
He's impossible to hate. Right. Yeah. To the NFL, I ask.
What are you doing?
Many who watched the Giants and Niners game last night were actually treated to a pretty good game between two very bad teams. Eli Manning out-dueling Nick Mullins for the win, that classic battle. But the game never should have happened, because as you were reminded the entire broadcast last night, the state of California is dealing with one of the deadliest and most destructive wildfires in its history. It has resulted in, like, I think it's 41 people dying as of right now, entire towns burning to the ground, the air quality so bad that people have been forced to stay inside and even then feel ill because of it. The air quality, as Lisa Salter said, was in the unhealthy area, and if it hit the very unhealthy area, then the NFL would have considered canceling the game. Here's the problem with that. The Bay Area Quality Management District says everyone in the unhealthy levels should avoid heavy physical exertion. Football kind of fits into that, right? Yet the Niners and Giants played, and oh yeah, the Raiders played Sunday as well. Oakland actually handed out masks to fans who attended the game, but they let their players play football in it. Meh, only around 200,000 people die of lung cancer every year. I'm sure everyone will be fine, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To ESPN and Jason Witten, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, the minute I heard Dennis Miller say to Dan Fouts, "Can't teach quicks, can you, Danny boy?" on a Monday Night Football broadcast in 2000, I realized the days of Howard, Dandy Don, and Gifford were long gone. Even with John Gruden in, I love this guy, he's going to have a big year, and who's the eligible receiver on the Spider Y2 banana, you had a sense it was about actually calling a football game. I don't know what's happening with Jason Witten. Hall of Fame tight end, who unlike Tony Romo or some other former Cowboys like Aikman or Moose Johnson, he sounds like a high school audition gone awry. Last night, in suggesting a receiver go down quick to save time, he said he should slide into second base like a second baseman.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? Oi. Since when does a guy playing second base on defense slide into the base he's covering? Yeah. I could go on, but he's now a regular on sites like Awful Announcing, Yard Barker, and other ball busters that call out horrible announcers, as we ask.
What are you doing?